Biden attacked for middle of the road climate policy. Written by James Murphy. Wednesday, May 15, 2019. It's still 18 months until the next presidential election, in which Democrats will attempt to unseat a president when unemployment is under 4%, minority unemployment numbers are at historic lows, and the American economy continues to grow at over 3% each quarter. Now, their top candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden, is facing criticism from the socialist wing in his own party that he's just not green enough. When Reuters reported 5 days ago that Biden and his team were crafting a middle-of-the-road climate change policy that would appeal to both climate hysterics and coal miners, the top climate hysteric in the Democrat Party went predictably insane. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, never a fan of Biden's candidacy, tweeted out, "This is a deal breaker. There is no middle ground with climate denial and delay." Blaming blue-collar Americans as the main opponents to bold climate policy is gas lobbyist 101. "We're not going to solve the climate crisis with this lack of leadership. Our kids' lives are at stake." At a climate change event on Monday, AOC kept up the attack. "I will be damned if the same politicians who refused to act then are going to try and come back today and say we need a middle-of-the-road approach to save our lives," the co-creator of the Green New Deal declared. "This is too much for me," AOC ally and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, I Vermont, concurred. "There is no middle ground when it comes to climate policy," Sanders said after the Reuters report came out. "If we don't commit to fully transforming our energy system away from fossil fuels, we will doom future generations. Fighting climate change must be our priority, whether fossil fuel billionaires like it or not." On Tuesday, Biden answered the hysterical musings of the neophyte New York congresswoman and her allies, without naming her. "I've never been middle of the road on the environment. This is a long campaign and everybody should calm down a little bit," Biden said. "Nothing middle of the road. You've never heard me say, middle of the road, on the environment," Biden told reporters in New York. "Tell her to check the statements I've made and look at my record. I don't think she was talking about me." According to the Reuters report, Biden's climate policy will hinge on several key components, first among them rejoining the farcical Paris Climate Accord, which even proponents say will not keep CO2 low enough to forestall the invisible demon of man-made climate change. Biden's plan will reportedly be supportive of nuclear energy, natural gas, and carbon capture technology, all of which are no-nos in AOC's book. "All of this is a distraction that Biden doesn't need." Long touted by Democrat insiders as a candidate willing to fight like Donald Trump, Biden's appeal to blue-collar workers in states such as Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin would be key to possibly defeating Trump in 2020. But leftists and socialists in the Democrat Party don't seem to care about winning as much as moving the Democrat platform even further left than it already is. And Biden is a flawed candidate already. Biden's admission of multiple incidents of plagiarism during his 1988 presidential campaign seem almost innocent now by comparison to his other misdeeds. The former vice president is a gaffe machine. Among his greatest hits. In 2007, Biden said of future President Barack Obama, "I mean, you got the first mainstream African American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's storybook, man." In the last days of the 2008 election when running as Obama's vice presidential pick, Biden showed a lack of historical knowledge when he said, "When the stock market crashed, Franklin D. Roosevelt got on the television and didn't just talk about the, you know, princes of greed. He said, look, here's what happened. Herbert Hoover was, of course, the president when the stock market crashed. Also, there was no widely available television in 1929. As President Obama signed the disastrous Affordable Care Act in 2010, Biden was caught on the microphone exclaiming, "This is a big foo **ing deal." And the list goes on and on. But as Biden and Trump have proven, politicians can overcome gaffes. But inappropriate words are not the only negatives for Biden. There's also the problem of Biden's son Hunter receiving millions of dollars from a Ukrainian oligarch while Biden was vice president. Also, that oligarch was under Russian President Vladimir Putin's protection. More Russian conspiracy. Hunter Biden also took more than $1 billion out of China when his father was vice president. This scandal is only in the beginning stages of being investigated. Oh, and Biden has an awful habit of groping females, smelling their hair and, in general, acting inappropriately toward them. Still, as mentioned above, Biden does have an appeal with blue-collar workers in key states such as Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, states that the Democrats must turn in 2020 to regain the presidency. AOC and her socialist cohorts will completely nullify that appeal with their insistence on far-left climate policy. And that's good news for President Trump. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.